I found myself in a position where, for whatever reason, I always considered myself an artist or musician, whatever you want to call it, poet or that type of person. And the so-called pain of the artist was always paid for by the freedom of the artist. And the idea of being a rock and roll musician sort of suited my talents and mentality, and the freedom was great. But then I found that I wasn't free. I'd got boxed in. It wasn't just because of a contract, but the contract was physical manifestation of being in prison. And that I might as well have gone to a 9-to-5 job as carry on the way I was carrying on. I just got myself boxed in. And there's two ways to go. You either go, or what I could term going to Vegas, you know, and singing your great hits, if you're lucky. Or going to hell, you know, dying.
The thing of feeling that one was not justified in being alive unless one was fulfilling other people's dreams, whether they were contractual dreams or dreams about the public fulfilling their dreams, or fulfilling my own dreams and illusions about what I thought I was supposed to be, which in retrospect turned out to be not what I am. That's what I was saying about had lost the initial freedom of the artist by becoming enslaved to the image of the artist, of what the artist is supposed to do. And a lot of artists kill themselves because of that, you know, whether it be through drink like a Dylan Thomas or through insanity like another artist, you know, like a Van Gogh or anybody.